Good morning. This is Tom Rowe, and you're listening to the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, magazines, newspapers, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Walter Severini in the Watershed Post reports that YNN, the TV station, is first with an interview with Alan Huggins, the former Prattsville town supervisor who defeated incumbent town supervisor Corey O'Hare in a last-minute write-in candidacy on Tuesday, November 8th by 15 votes. Greene County election officials will confirm those results after re-canvassing this Thursday. Quote, "It felt great that they had trusted me to try to get them through this disaster," unquote, Huggins told the YNN television reporter. The town was decimated by flooding associated with Hurricane Irene in late August. Quote, "I'd like to get Main Street back so it looks like Main Street again, and the tax base is a big issue for me," unquote, Huggins told YNN. You can see that entire story on the YNN website. Cairo planning board members approved a new grocery store and shopping plaza last week, according to Doran Tyler Antrim in the Daily Mail. Quote, "We're very close to being able to start construction," unquote, Hannaford Representative Bill McKinney said at a Cairo town board meeting last week of the store that will be built soon where the Slater's Great American is on Main Street at Route 32. Early Friday, a fire adjacent to that shopping center closed two local businesses for the foreseeable future. Teller's Restaurant and Karen's Flower Shop are now closed, according to a report in the Daily Mail. Several local Occupy actions to report this weekend. Friday at 2 p.m., a group of folks calling themselves Occupy Hudson on a Facebook events page organized at a park along Warren Street in that city and then held a brief protest at the Bank of America in Hudson on Warren Street. The Register Star includes a report about that protest. Then sometime Friday evening, a group protesting the ongoing labor negotiations between Verizon employees and management used the word Occupy in front of a reporter, Jeff Alexander, of the Daily Mail outside of Town Hall in Catskill. And there's a story about that protest in the Daily Mail. And then late Sunday night, 13 protesters at Occupy Albany were arrested, according to Jimmy Vilkin in Capital Confidential. State police arrested and charged 13 Occupy protesters with trespass for refusing to leave state-owned Lafayette Park for the neighboring Academy Park, where most other protesters have moved. On Saturday night, 24 protesters were also arrested at Lafayette Park. Today is Monday, November 14th, and the National Weather Service says there is a 40% chance of showers Monday, mainly after 11 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 59. Monday night showers are also likely mainly between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m., otherwise it'll be cloudy with a low around 50. The rest of the week looks like Tuesday mostly sunny with a high near 59, Wednesday a 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 57, Thursday mostly sunny with a high near 47, and Friday sunny with a high near 48. Town meetings today include Ashland Town Board meets at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall. Catskill, the village Catskill Board of Trustees, holds a public hearing to consider a 10% increase to the current water and sewer rates. You can see the complete proposed rates on the WGXC newsroom page. The village meeting follows at 7 p.m. That public hearing, is at 7 p.m. at the Firehouse, 1 Central Avenue behind Walgreens. 943-3830 is the number for the village Catskill meeting tonight. Copake, there's an environmental committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The Greene County Legislature holds a buildings and grounds conservation, public safety, highway, government operations, and finance committee meetings at 6 p.m. at the county office building in Catskill. In Hudson, the Common Council has a workshop meeting at 7 p.m. In Hunter, the Village Board of Trustees holds a public hearing at 7:30 p.m. to discuss a proposed sign law amending, it's called Local Law Number 2 of 1994. They would amend that law to become the Village of Hunter sign law. The regular village meeting follows at 8 p.m. at the Hunter Town Hall in Tannersville. New Baltimore, there's a town meeting at 7:30 p.m. in Hanacroy, and Prattsville, the town meets at 7 p.m. Taconic, there's also a town board meeting, a public hearing regarding the fire protection contract between the town of Taconic and the Taconic Volunteer Fire Company Number 1. The proposed agreement will provide payment for the fire company, and that's at 6:30 p.m. at Taconic Town Hall on Route 82. In Greene County, the Greenville Mountain View Pioneer surveys Greene County gas prices this week and says Slater's Smart Shop in Cairo has the cheapest gas at $3.61 a gallon. Cumberland Farms in Cairo is at $3.62. Cumberland Farms in, and then three other shops come close. Cumberland Farms in Greenville at $3.67, Stewart's in Cairo at $3.67, and Cumberland Farms in Coxsackie at $3.67. Sunrise today is at 6:41 a.m. and the set's at 4:40 p.m. The moonrise is at 7:44 in the evening. The previous day's moon sets this morning at 9:59 a.m. November 14th birthdays include Red Hunter Joseph McCarthy, Walter, then Wendy Carlos, P.J. O'Rourke, Condoleezza Rice, Tom Judson, and Kurt Schilling. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM.